Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be starting a new inyan. We're going to be starting Berachas HaShachar. And Berachas HaShachar starts with Bracha V'Anatil Sedayim. But I think it's important to, we're getting into Berachas HaShachar, Brachas, to first discuss and understand the idea of a Bracha, what a Bracha is about, understand the words of the Bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, to understand the words. So we're going to zoom in tonight, Be'ez Hashem, on the first Baruch Ata Hashem, specifically in the first word, Baruch. So the words Baruch Ata Hashem, in fact, David HaMelech and Tehillim said these words. Chazal or Masakin, a bracha, to say Baruch, the first three words is Baruch Ata Hashem. David HaMelech and Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yates, is Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha. In fact, in Divrei Yomim also, in Divrei Yomim Aleph Choftes, David HaMelech says, Vayvaruch David es Hashem la'inei kol ha'kol, Vayomer David, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Avinu me'olam v'ad olam, Chashem agdul v'agvur. So the terminology Baruch Ata Hashem, we find already, David HaMelech said it's in Tanakh. Just as a hakdama to understand, Baruch Ata Hashem, these words are very powerful. In fact, the Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Beis, Perik Beis, he brings down from the Zera Kaddish, in Parashas Ekev, that the beginning of Parashas Ekev, that with these words, they're very powerful. The words of the Zera Kaddish are, Ve'elu habrochos, these brachos, when we say a brocha, Be'brachos Hamazon, any brocha, Meirik Odom b'milim elu, the Shefa from Shemayim. The person brings down, Mekor HaChayim, L'shmoy Shal Kaddish Baruch Hu, with these words, b'milim elu, by saying these words, that has the ability to bring down the Shefa, and Hashem empties down the bracha into this world through the power of our saying brachas. So we're going to try to understand that. Of course, there's a lot of deep, you know, levels of understanding these things. Brachas are very, very, very deep, but we're going to try to understand on our level what we could take out of this. What does this mean? That a bracha, the saying these words, that enables the Shefa to come down. Hashem brings down the Shefa to this world. So the word Baruch is actually there's a big question in the Rishonim and the Gedolei Acharonim, what the word Baruch means. We're talking tonight about Baruch Ata Hashem. So there's a big discussion what the word Baruch means. And we're going to say tonight we're going to learn the way the Chinuch understands it, and other Rishonim also understand like this, the Rabbeinu Bachaya. He also brings this way of understanding. And he says, really, we have to understand that on a most simple level, one would think that Baruch Ata Hashem is that we're blessing Hashem. But he says, the truth is, it can't be. Because what does that mean? He says that, I'll read his words, this chinuch is in mitzvah Tav Lamed and the mitzvah of Berachas Hamazon, Parshas Ekev. So he says, Ein hamashmoyis l'fi adoyme, what you would think, that l'hoisif bracha, we're adding bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'misha einenu tzorach l'shum teisefes chalila. Hashem doesn't need any teisefes. Ki hu ha'adin al hakol. V'chol ha'brachos, all brachos, hu mechadosh reison, umamtzir en meyayin. He's mechadosh the bracha. We're going to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So al derech ha'pshat, he says, it's very hard to understand that when we say Baruch HaTashem, we're blessing Hashem, we're adding bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although, al-pi Kabbalah, there are ideas like this, but it says al derech ha'pshat, it's very hard to understand how that would be. Because what does it mean to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All bracha is His. What does Hashem need? How could we add bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The truth is, just to add one more thing, that on a simple level, it would be hard to understand that Baruch, on a simple pshat, that Baruch Ata is that we're blessing Hashem. Because say, Baruch Ata, you are. We're sort of saying something about Hashem. We're not like saying that we're blessing Hashem. Maybe then we would say, Yis Baruch, that Hashem should be gebenched. But we don't say that. We say, Baruch Ata, you are Baruch. So what are we saying? We're not blessing Hashem, so what are we saying? That you are Baruch. What does that mean, you are Baruch? So he says like this, that the idea of Baruch is, basically, that Hashem, what Baruch Ata means, that you, Hashem, are the makar of all bracha. Baruch means you are the makar of all bracha. All the bracha comes from you. That's the way he describes. Baruch Ata means that you are the source of all bracha. Just to add a small thing is that, you know, you think that, oh, but it doesn't say that. It's Baruch Ata. It doesn't say you're the makar of bracha. So it's an interesting thing because the Tikkun Ezer and Tikkun and Chof says a very interesting thing. It says that the word Baruch is four letters: Beis, Resh, Vav, and Chof. Says the Zeraka, the Tikkun Ezer, that these four letters is like Rosh HaTevis, an acronym for the following four words. Beis, Resh, Vav, Chof is the acronym for scrambled the following four words. The four words are Rosh Umakar Kol Brachis. The Resh is the Resh, Umakar the Vav, Kol, Chof, and Brach Beis, Vav. If you scramble it, that's Baruch. So the word says that's Tikkun Ezer, the word Baruch has nirmas in the word Baruch that Hashem is Rosh Umakar Kol HaBrachis. So this that we're saying that Baruch means that you are Makar HaBracha is in the letters of Baruch, says the Tikkun Ezer, is nirmas that Hashem is the Rosh Umakar Kol HaBrachis. Just perhaps to just add on a simple way of understanding, what's these? It seems like there's two things, that Hashem is Rosh and Makar. The Hashem is Makar and Makar of the Brachas and the Rosh of all Brachas. So, on a simple level, could be this means like this, that Makar Kol Brachas, that Hashem is the source, says that all the Brachas that come to a person, to us, Hashem is the source of it. Meaning Hashem is the first, everything comes from Hashem. Now, it might come through the paycheck that comes from this, so they're all different places. I don't see it made directly, but Hashem is the source of everything. Hashem is the ultimate source of all brachas that come to the world. That's Makar. But Rosh is a whole new level, and that is that the Rosh and the human body. The Rosh is the head, but the Rosh is the idea that the whole body is misnaheg al pi the Rosh. The Rosh decides that the hands should lift itself, right? The Rosh is the manhig over the guf, right? The Rosh, everything that happens in the guf is misnaheg al pi atzas ha-Rosh, goes according to the ruling of the Rosh, right? That's the idea of a Rosh. A Rosh is not just the head. It's that everything is based upon the will of the Rosh. That's the Rosh. A Rosh Hashiva is not just the head of the... A Rosh Hashiva is that the yeshiva runs based according to his will. That's the idea of a Rosh. So Hashem is the Rosh of all bracha. Meaning not only is that Hashem, all the bracha comes, he's the source of it, but the bracha that comes to us, whether we see that, right, it comes from all different places, it's really coming from Hashem. Hashem is sending it to us. It's from Hashem. Hashem decides that I should get this bracha from this person. Someone bestows goodness to me. It's Hashem who is manhig the world and sends the bracha to whoever Hashem wants the bracha to go to. So not only is Hashem the source of the bracha, it came from him initially, but not only did it come from him initially, Hashem is also the Rosh of the bracha, that Hashem is deciding that all the bracha should be coming to the right place, that everything is misnag, all the bracha is coming down, is mishtalshel down to this world through Hashem. So that's Hashem is the bracha is Beis Reish Vav Chaf is that he's the Rosh Makar Kol Brachas. Okay. So the question is, fine. So now we understand that the word Baruch, says the Chinuch, is that Hashem is the... When we say Baruch, we're saying that Hashem is the Makar of all Brachas, the Rosh Makar Kol Brachas. But how does that enable that we said from the Nefesh HaChaim, from the Zohar Kaddish, that when we say the Bracha, that brings down the Shefa from Shemaim. So when we say that Hashem, when we say that Hashem is the Rosh Kol Bracha, that brings Shefa, what does that mean? So the Chinuch says an amazing idea. And he says like this, Yodua hadover meforsim, it's well known, ki Hashem Baruch Hu, Hashem mimidoisav hu shu rav chesed, hu chofetz betoivetz briyosav, Hashem is chofetz chesed, Hashem wants and has a desire to bestow goodness onto the world, onto his creations. However, v'roitze liyosin ruyin, he wants us to be roy to get it. It's not, Hashem wants to give it, but we have to be roy to get it. V'achar sheyadanu, now that we know, b'chiyuv, me'roiv shleimas tuvay, v'chshechevtze lahorek aleinu b'brachase, we know that Hashem wants to be meirik, Hashem wants to empty out the brachas onto us. He wants to send it down. So what the bracha is, that when we, says the Chinuch, when we say a bracha and we realize that it's coming from him, that in itself makes us roi to receive the bracha. The only way that Hashem designed the Bria in a way that Hashem wants to give to us, but we have to be roi, and the way we're roi is by the mere recognition and to acknowledge and to be moida that it's all from you, then that enables us. That in itself makes us roi, says the Chinuch. But Chiddush, even if a person not necessarily is the biggest tzaddik in the world, but if he's makir b'toiv and he's makir that it's coming from Hashem, that in itself enables that Hashem could give him mashpianim chesed. And if a person, says the Chinuch, if a person is not makir and he doesn't acknowledge that it's coming from Hashem, then that's memayit on the shefa that Hashem sends down to this world. So says the Chinuch, when we make a bracha, what we're doing is we're realizing that Hashem is the makar of called Rosh makar called bracha. That in itself enables that now Hashem could actually do what he wants to do, to be sent down chesed to the world, to bring down the chesed to the world. That's the way the Chinuch and the Rebbeinu Bechai also says this. And it's very beautiful. The Rebbeinu Bechai says that Gemara and bracha says, more to the beginning of Ketzad Mavarchim, Gemara says that Amar Abchanina Bar Papa, the Gemara is on the Flamid, Hey Yom Abayis. Amar Abchanina Bar Papa, Kol Hanene Min O'ilam Azeh B'loi Bracha, whoever takes pleasure from this world without a bracha, Kilu Goizel, he's like he's stealing, L'Akadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael. He's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Kol Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Bechai says, the pshat is that if a person picks up an apple and he eats it and he doesn't make a bracha, so Hashem wants to give, but through us being makir, that it's coming from him. And if a person takes without recognizing, he's taking away from that what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want, he's taking it from Hashem, but Hashem is not giving it to him. Hashem wants to give in a way that when we understand that it's coming from him, then he wants to give it to us. And if we're not makir that, and yet we still take from this world, then Hashem doesn't want a person to be taken that way. And says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, why is he stealing from Klal Yisrael? Because the more we're makir that everything comes from Hashem, the more Hashem sends down to Klal Yisrael. And if we're not makir, then Hashem is memayit from what he sends down. So when a person doesn't make a bracha, he's memayit from Klal Yisrael. Less shefa is coming down to Klal Yisrael now. That's what the Rebbeinu Bechaya says. He's memayit.
The whole brachas I make.
Yes, I'll read to you. Rebbeinu Bechaya says. Let me find it. Says.
Is it just the same
bracha,
or is it understanding and having kavanah?
It's understanding. When we say baruch, we realize that it's coming from Hashem, and then Hashem.
You just said bracha,
it's not,
you're not acknowledging
that. So that when the Gemara says, it's meant to be that we're supposed to, when we say a bracha, we realize that Hashem is Rosh Makar called brachas, and then we're realizing it's coming from Hashem, then Hashem says, okay, now you're ready to get it, and I'm going to send everything down. His words are, Sheba'ovin zeh, this avera of not saying a bracha, ha'peiros mismatin liyisrael b'sibasai, through this person, the shefa coming down is mismayat, is lessened, is taken away. So it's goizel from Klal Yisrael. And then the Chinuch over here says something amazing. The Gemara in Chulin and the Afsamach says.
Why is it goizel from Klal Yisrael?
Because Klal Yisrael would get the more we recognize, the more Hashem sends down.
As everything or to us?
To everybody, right. Oh, that's right.
But the Bible,
so for Klal Yisrael means
he's taking away from Klal Yisrael. Because we're part of Klal Yisrael. And if we are Makir, then Hashem will send to Klal Yisrael bracha. We're all part of Klal Yisrael.
So I mean, it's not only the chef, it's for Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, if I don't make a bracha properly, then a person has to look at it that he's taking away from his friends. It's Klal Yisrael. So he says like this. The Gemara Chulin says, Humasha Omru Zachorin Lavracha. Chazal tell us, Shakodish Baruch Hu Misave Litvilosan Shal Tzadikim. The Gemara Chulin says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Misave, has a strong desire for the Tfilah of a Tzadik. So many understand that Hashem loves the tefillah itself of a tzaddik, right? That the tzaddik is mistabik by Kadosh Baruch. He says like this, no. The pshat is that Hashem wants to be mashpia chesed to the tzaddik, wants to give. He has such a desire to give, to bestow goodness specifically to the tzaddik, right? But he can't unless the tzaddik davens. And davening is the idea of saying a bracha, right? Shema Nesu, the first word is baruch. That's what tefillah is, to recognize that everything is from Hashem. So the tzaddik can only get the goodness that he wants to give if he davens. So HaKadosh Baruch is mis'ava, says the Chinuch, Hashem is mis'ava l'tfilos n'shal tzaddikim, and because Hashem is chafetz chesed. That's why Hashem is mis'ava for the tefillah, because he wants to give, he wants to be bestowed goodness, but Rav, Hashem is chafetz chesed, but he can't if they don't daven, so he's mis'ava for them to daven in order that he could be mekayim his main will of giving and giving and giving. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch, that's an interesting way of understanding. That's the way he explains the Gemara based on this idea. Okay. The Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshasekef, he alludes to a very interesting Sefer HaBoyer. Sefer HaBoyer is a Kabbalah, is the Rabban, it's written by, it's from Rabbeinu Chunin ben Akana. So the Sefer HaBoyer in Ois Dalet, in the beginning of the Sefer, says a very interesting thing, based on the way the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon is like this. V'hai Brocha, the word Brocha, is lishna de berech hu. It's a lashon of berech, of a ni. Baruch is berech. The chsiv, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, ki li sichra kol berech. This is what the very, very cryptic words, and who knows if we could understand it, but we're going to try, Be'ez Hashem, tonight to understand it on our level, try to give a little bit of a tam to the idea of the Sefer HaBoyer. What does this mean? That bracha is berech, is a ni, and like the pasuk says, ki li sicha kol berech. It happens to be, in fact, the halacha is, in Shemayin Esrei, that at the time, the Gemara says, the halacha is that when we say the word baruch, that's when we're kaira, the berech, that's when we bend our knees, right? But kishe, the baruch, we're kairim, that we bend the knees, but happens to be when we say the word berech. So there's some connection here, bracha to baruch, and berech, but what does this mean that the word brach, the berech? What could we take out of this? How could we understand this? We explained that baruch means that Hashem is the makar of bracha. How does this connect to berech? What does this mean? So like this. So the Gemara in Brachas. I'll start with the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas in Davov talks about mazikim. The Gemara says different things that come from the mazikim, different things that they do. When it's crowded in the room, it's because the mazikim are there, different things. Hani birki deshili, this that the people have weak knees, minayu, it's coming from the mazikim. So it seems like the Vilna Gaon in his Biurim Tagodis, not in Brachas, in Baba Basra, it seems like, I don't know if this was his girsa, but he understands that the Gemara, it's birkei derabbana. It's specifically the knees of the Talmid HaChacham. So the knees, the birkei derabbana, the knees of the Talmid HaChacham that are weak, minayu, it's from the koyach hara, the mazikim. What is this? What's going on here? So what he says is really based on the Zera Kaddish, but I'm going to read the words of the Vilna Gaon. He says like this. V'inyonoi, the idea over here is like this. Ki machzike ha-Torah, the supporters of Torah, the machzike ha-Torah, heim nekroim, they're coined in Chazal, in the Zera Kaddish, birkei derabbanan. They are the knees of the Rabbanan, the birkei derabbanan. L'chayr the pshat is, because what's the idea of a berech, a knee? The knee is the support of the body, right? It's the machzik of the guf, right? The body is supported by the knees. The knees are the supporters of the body. Right? So a berech, it seems like from here, that a berech, the idea of berech, is a machzik, is a support. So the birkei derabbanan are the machzikei Torah, the machzik to the Talmud Chacham. So he says, what does it mean, birkei derabbanan, the shul that are weak? So he says like this. This is also coming from the Zera Kaddish. By Vayar Kla Yochaloi, the Malach, the Sar Shalais of Soy, couldn't get Yaakov Avinu. Pirish. What does it mean? Shlo yochel levatel es talmud chacham esa katara. He saw this, the Kaychara saw, the Sar Shal Esav saw, that he couldn't get the Talmud Chacham himself to stop learning. He couldn't head on get the Talmud Chacham to stop. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Vayiga b'kaf yirechay. Pirish. Shehesis as birke, magzike Talmud Chachamim, that he's going to start up with the supporters of Torah. Shalai agziko oides at Talmud Chacham. Ubezei yachalai, that he saw that he was able to get to start up with the machzik, to get them the supporters of Torah, not to support the Talmud Chacham, that he was able to do. So that's v'la'ar, v'yar k'la yochalai. So what do you do? V'yigav b'kaf yirecha. Says the Vilna Gaon, v'ze omram, hani birkat rabbanan d'shili. This that we find, that the birkat rabbanan, what's that? The supporters of Torah that are weak. Minayu, he says, it's from the Sitra Achra. This that the Sitra Achra is causing that sometimes the supporters of Torah are shrach and not supporting the Torah. Hani birkat rabbanan d'shili, minayu, it's coming from the Kayach Hara, from the Sar Shalais of the Sitra Achra. Okay, this is just the way he explains the Gemara. But what do we see? What can we take out from? We see from here that Berech, the idea of a Berech is a machzik, is a support. And that's why birkat rabbanan is the machzik of the Torah. By the way, Noam, this is for you. What does it say? Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim ba. The Torah is an Eitz Chaim for those who support it. Machzikim ba is gematria berach. The machzikim ba are the berach of the Torah, the support. The berach is synonymous with machzikim ba. Okay. So. So I had to get that in for now. Yeah. Okay. So based on this, I think we could come to an understanding over here. And like this, that what's the idea? Perhaps we could understand on our level this idea of baruch is the idea of a baruch, and that is like this. We all have in our lives, everyone has their own, so to say, support system. Whether, right, their job, or a more emotional support, we have our family, our spouse, our friends, we have our houses, a part of our support system, that's our support system. And when we go through our lives, we view those things as our machzik. They are our berech, right? Those things, our support system, what holds us up in life. When a person says Baruch, and he realizes that Hashem is the Rosh Umakar Kol Brachas, that everything that comes to me is not coming from this person, it's not coming from this, my job, it's not coming from this, it's not coming from that. It's all Hashem. A person realizes that what he thought was his Baruch, what he thought was his Machzik, is not his Machzik. And he realizes that his only machzik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is his berach. So these two ideas that we said, baruch, is that Hashem is the makar of bracha, the roish or makar called brachas, and this that berach is keli sichra called berach, the brachas lashon berach, they go hand in hand. When a person says baruch and he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the roish or makar called brachas, he automatically, if a person thinks about it and realizes, then he realizes that his own, what he thought was his berach, is not. And then he bends his knees by berach to express that my berach, what I thought is my berach, is not a berach. At the moment when he says the word baruch, the dafka, the word baruch, and he says baruch, that means that you, Hashem, are the makar bracha, he bends his knees, ki lisicha kol berach, to express that what I thought was my berach, I don't have another berach, I don't have a berach. Hashem is my berach, Hashem is the true Berach, that I have no other supports as Nebarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's all coming. Hashem is the Roish of the Bracha. Hashem is missed. It's all Misnai because Hashem wants it to come. It's not because this person is supporting me. It's not because this person's helping me. It's all Hashem. So these two things come together. That's the idea, perhaps, on our level, that we could understand that Bracha is Lashon of Berach, and like the Pasuk says, Ki Lisicha Kol Berach. So these two things go hand in hand. When we say Baruch, and we're Moideh, and we recognize and we acknowledge that Hashem is the Makar and the Rosh of Kol Brachas, then that leads us to realize and to we bend down our knees to express that that our berach is not a berach, and we bend our knees with that recognition. And the truth is a very interesting thing that Chazal coin an onov as a shval berach. The Gemara in Tainus, the Zayin, Chazal call an onov a shval berach, a low knee. What shaykh is an onov shval berach? The pshat is, what's anova? Anova is that I understand that I don't have, it's not me, it's all Hashem. Everything that I have is from Hashem. So that's anova. Anova is understanding, even if I do have a mila, I do have something good, but it's not coming from anywhere, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from Hashem. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's sending things down here, right? So anova is a shval berach. He has a low knee. He realizes that he has no machzik. His machzik is Hashem. Hashem is the berach. Hashem is the machzik. That's a chazal coin an onov as a machzik. I think with this, there's a beautiful idea we could see over here that the baruch, when we say baruch, what it's all about is recognizing that everything is from Hashem. It's being made and realizing, coming to that acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think this is beautifully expressed in Aleinu. In Aleinu, in the beginning of Aleinu, we sort of contrast the way the Umas HaOlam, they serve their Avodah Zarah, the way they daven and pray, right? And they bow down to their Avodah Zarah, and Lahavdil Alfa Avodalas, us, Klal Yisrael. Shehei Mishtachavim, right? So what? But if you read the words, if you analyze the words carefully, there's a discrepancy. There's something different. We say it like this. We start off by saying like this. Sheheim mishtachavim lehevel vorek. They bow down, they prostrate themselves, lehevel vorek. Umispalalim, and they pray, daven, el eleshia, right? To a God that can't help them. Va'anachnu, but what about us? We contrast. So what would you expect it to say? You expect it to say that by nachnu mishtachavim, like by Umas Olam it said shehei mishtachavim umispalalim. So it should say by nachnu mishtachavim umispalalim lefnei melech malchim lachem kodesh baruch hu. That's what it should say, but it doesn't. It adds by nachnu koyrim umishtachavim. Koyrim is to bend the knees umishtachavim, and then instead of mispalalim we say umoidim. We don't say mispalalim. What's going on here? The pshat is because we're defining that there's an inherent difference between Kal Yisrael and Umas Olam, the way we perceive and the way we, when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Umas Olam, when they come to receive something from their gods, they're trying to see the best way that they could get what they want. They know, they believe that if they are pray and machnia themselves to this Avodah Zarah, then the Avodah Zarah will give them, bring down the Shefa for them. So they think to themselves, how could I go ahead and get down this Shefa? Because I want what I want. Right? How could I get him, this Avodah Zarah, to give me what I want? Maybe I'll bow down, maybe I'll pray to him, you know, machnia, right? So there, the truth is that we spoke about in the Shurim in Matayvu, that there's really two ideas in Heshtachavoya. One element of Heshtachavoya, which we brought down from the Sefer Tzitzis Chaim, is this is what the Umas Olam do. Heshtachavoya, bowing down, has the ability to bring down Shefa into this world. The act of Heshtachavoya has the ability to bring down Shefa, to go down, bring down the Shefa to this world. And he says that's what the Umas Olam do. With their Heshtachavoya, they're trying to bring down Shefa into this world. Shehei Meshtachavim. That's what, where they are mishtachav, they're trying to get what they want. So they do a shtachavoya, and then they daven, they pray, right? They're going to be machni themselves to the Avodah Zarah. Maybe the Avodah Zarah will give them what they want. Klal Yisrael is a whole different thing. When we're davening, we're not looking to see, how could I get from HaKadosh Baruch what I want? The way we get what we get is by us coming to the recognition. When we're moedim, and we realize that everything is from Hashem. Our tefillah is realizing that everything is from Hashem. That's the essence of our tefillah. So it's v'anachnu koyrim u'mishtachvim. Before the shtachavaya, we're koyrim, Because what's Kairim? We bend our knees. We come to that, we're moide, and we come to that recognition that Hashem is the Roish Mukar Kol Brachais, and it's all Hashem. So there's no, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kairim Mishtachavim. There's an added element that we're realizing on our own that we have nothing, and what we thought as our Machzik, we thought as our Berach, is not a Berach, and Hashem is the only Berach. So Kairim Mishtachavim, and then we're Mishtachavim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're Mevatel ourselves, and we realize how it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we indeed bring down the Shefa to this world. But it's Kairim Mishtachavim, Umoidim. It's a Haidah. Our Tefillah, the essence of our Tefillah, is a Haidah, is a recognition that it's all Hashem. That is what Tefillah is about. Tefillah, it starts with Baruch, because that's what Tefillah is. Our Tefillah is not, how could I get what I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm going to dive into Him, I'm going to get it. No, it's really, the Aleph Beis of Tefillah is understanding that Hashem is Baruch, understanding that Hashem is the Roish HaMakor Kol Brachos, and then Hashem is Rav Chofetz Chesed, Hashem sends down automatically. It's when we realize that everything comes from Hashem, that's our job at Tefillah. Our job at Tefillah is to realize that Hashem is Baruch, the Reishim Kol Brachos. We'll just end off that Rabbeinu Bechaya in Sefer Kada Kemach, when he talks about the word Bracha, he says, V'chol azor b'hem, whoever is Zohar in Brachos, haloi zeh moifis, it's a sign al amunosei ha-toiv, on his good amuna, val zakos liboy, on his purity of heart, v'hu meyid al atzmoi sheyesh liyahadusoi shayrish v'ikr. He's testifying on himself that his yahadus has root, has strong roots. Could it be what he means is that that's Yehudi. Our yahadus is a lashon of moedim. That's what it's all about. Our yahadus is, what our yahadus is, realizing that it's everything is from Hashem. That's what Yehudi is. It's all about Hakaras HaTov. It's all about being makir, where everything is from. That's what it's all about. So when a person says brachas, when he's zohar, to say bracha properly, he's saying testimony that his yahad, sheyesh liyadusay, shayr shvekar. Hashukach.